Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to Gunner and Cheyenne On Demand, in episode number 33 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. So we're recording this on September 16th, Wednesday, which also is ACM day.
It is. All the artists are down in Nashville just hanging out.
You can watch it on CBS. It's much different than they have been in the past. I think the ACMs are normally in Vegas.
They
right?
are. It was supposed to be in Vegas in April, and okay. then it got moved to Nashville today.
So now I know that I think there was like one other award show that we saw earlier in the year, and all the performances were from the artists at their homes,
yes.
right? Like in their living rooms or in their man caves or whatever, mm-hmm. right? So this one is pretty cool because they have three different venues around Nashville, which these artists will be performing in tonight: the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman, and the Bluebird Cafe. And the general manager of the Bluebird Cafe is on the podcast today. She was there for the rehearsals with some of the artists.
Yeah.
And I think we, when did we meet Erica? It was a while back. Wasn't there like a documentary? There was a documentary or something,
there was
right?
a documentary about the Bluebird. Yeah, that
we
was
were,
out.
And we were talking to her all about that, but we kind of started a relationship with her
yeah.
over that. So we reached out because, I mean, it's her venue.
Yeah.
And there's something major happening at her venue tonight. So
kind of a big deal.
We wanted to get her perspective on it. So she kind of tells us about, you know, the rehearsals and what she's seeing there now mm-hmm. as far as all the trucks and the to-do that has to do with it. And then we kind of talk about the safety precautions that they're taking.
Of course.
And she also shares with us the artist lineup that will be at the Bluebird tonight.
Yes, she does.
You were a little surprised she shared that with us.
I was a little surprised because I didn't know if it was like... Yeah, like top secret information, don't yeah. share it kind of thing. Because yeah. a lot of things are, you know.
She seems so open with it. And, you know, I feel like she wasn't told not to say
yeah,
anything.
Yeah, I think
right?
so too. Yeah.
So we also reached out. We're trying to get pictures from her of what she's seeing outside the Bluebird.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try, if she does send those to us, we'll get them up on our social media at Gunner and Cheyenne, Camel Country 107.9 on Facebook. But yeah, enjoy our conversation with Erica. She's the general manager of the Bluebird Cafe there in Nashville. It's episode number 33 of the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. Enjoy.
I want to introduce you to my good friends. I'll make it fast. This is the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast. What will be discussed? I have no clue. From haircuts to movies to new tattoos. It's on demand anytime, so catch the broadcast.
It's the Gunner and Cheyenne After Show podcast.
Well, the 55th Academy of Country Music Awards are tonight on CBS. Keith Urban is the host. The three venues, the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman, and the Bluebird Cafe. And we do have the general manager of the Bluebird Cafe on the podcast with us today. Her name is Erica. Big day today, Erica.
It is so exciting. You should see... I mean, the view from Hillsborough Road to the Bluebird is just like incredible trucks and fencing and buses, and it really is something.
So how have you guys been during COVID? Have you been shut down? Have you been able to reopen?
No, we haven't been able to reopen.
So you've been closed the entire time?
Yes, since March 13th.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy, right? Our room is just so small that to be safe, I mean, we need, economically, we need 65 people in the room, and you just can't have social distancing with that many people. So.
Right.
Now,
yeah, it's very sad.
Now, there's no chance that we're going to lose the Bluebird, right? Or, I mean, where are we at that?
There. No, and I'll tell you, it's been really heartwarming in a whole lot of levels, but a lot of the local venues have banded together. Our Convention and Visitors Corp has put together an amazing streaming series called Music City Bandwidth during September and October. So all of the clubs are going to be streaming shows every night.
Oh, cool.
And
they've given us some financial support, and they'll be taking donations for this series. So we're doing a filming with Brett James, Chris DiStefano, and one other person to be determined, and that will stream on the 29th. That's going to be an amazing show because, you know, Chris DiStefano has written with Carrie Underwood, and Brett writes with Kenny Chesney and have lots of number one hits. So right off the bat, it's going to be an amazing show. So, you know, tell your folks to check out on our website about these streaming shows. We're going to start doing some other shows too.
Okay.
That's going to be so awesome. I'm excited.
What is your website?
It is bluebirdcafe.com.
Oh, simple as that. I like it.
Like all of our bits, they just say what it is.
Yeah. We like it simple around here, Erica. It's good. All right. So tonight, the ACMs, the Bluebird Cafe is one of the three venues that'll be showing live performances. Of course, the Grand Ole Opry, the Ryman Auditorium, and the Bluebird Cafe. So now, with COVID and everything else, I mean, they've taken pretty extreme measures to make sure everybody's going to be safe, right?
Super extreme measures. I mean, really, everybody who's on site has to be tested daily. And, you know, the mask protocol, personal space protocol, everything's been amazing. And such, as you can imagine, quite an undertaking with the number of personnel that are involved.
Yeah. Right.
They have been super diligent and really conscious of making everything safe for everybody.
So we were discussing on the air earlier this morning that we're assuming that the Bluebird Cafe, you're going to be having the acoustic performances there, right?
That's right, yeah.
All right. Do you know who your artist lineup is yet?
I do. It is, and I don't quite know the order of the show, but I was there for Luke Combs' rehearsal yesterday, which was amazing and so beautiful. They've done such a beautiful job with the club. Tim McGraw, Miranda Lambert, of course, with Bluebird, which is amazing.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Allen. So many people who we know and love really well. It just feels like people coming home, which is so cool.
Speaking of coming home, I totally thought Taylor would have been on that roster.
We have a bet in the studio.
Yeah, because you know, that's kind of where she started, right? And then she's got that song Betty that's more of an acoustic thing. So that she's not on your list, huh?
She is not on our list.
Oh.
Told you. It's good. She's going to be at the Opry. I told you.
That's right. That's right. You win, Cheyenne.
Yes! Wow. Erica, I like to win. It's one of my favorite things.
Erica, we are so looking forward to seeing your amazing and beautiful and just historic venue on the ACMs tonight on CBS, the 55th Academy of Country Music Awards, of course, hosted by Keith Urban. Mm-hmm. Erica, thank you so much for your time again. Bluebird Cafe, check out everything that's going on there at the Bluebird. And I can't wait till you guys reopen and we can make a visit to Nashville and actually meet you in person and get there and see some live music again.
I was thinking the same thing. I feel like I know you guys already because we've talked so many times, and I really want us to get together. So fingers crossed we can get through this fast and meet each other face to face.
Definitely.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Erica. Have a great day.
You bet. Take care. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.